Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
So here we are at the business end of this election campaign now, the point where, if the political scientists are right, we all begin finalising our decision. And given the way that this campaign has evolved, it is fitting that we have come to Donegal, where the big three are slugging it out to try and take the majority of the spoils. Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, all looking for two seats, which is a mathematical impossibility in a five-seat constituency. And as coalition of some kind is the most probable outcome here, myself and Barry Lenehan devised a test to see, are people in Donegal and elsewhere in the country voting for their preferred coalition or for their preferred single-party government? Barry, who did you speak to? What did you ask them?
Yeah, well, earlier I was in Letterkenny, where I went with under my arm a list of potential coalition options, and there are quite a few at present. And in my other arm there was a list of three potential Taoiseach: Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald. I met three people in Letterkenny, all from various backgrounds: a disabilities campaigner, a local businessman, but first Nicole McLaughlin and her one-year-old daughter. And here's what they told me.
I have three children, and me and my husband, our landlord had told us that our rent is to go up, so we have decided to move back in with our parents because we can't afford the spike in rent and we can't get on the social housing list. We just have had no option but to move home and to save for a mortgage.
My name is Gina Grant. I'm Nicole's stepmom, and I also have come from the disability sector. I volunteer and would be an advocate for those with disabilities in Letterkenny and Donegal, and I also have two children with disabilities myself.
Me, fig leaves in the political manifestos that things might improve in the months ahead.
I don't see anything that gives me hope, because I think the HSE needs to be addressed. Nobody seems to be able to hold them accountable for their failings.
My name is Brendan McAteer. I have a menswear shop called County Seat in Letterkenny. Consumer confidence is fairly low. It has been probably for the last year and a half. Brexit is a cloud over everything. From a point of view of Letterkenny can only grow so much because it still has a lack of quality housing. I can't see anything in any manifesto that is going to fix that.
I think the cap on the rent, freezing it for a few years, would be beneficial to a lot of families.
I know Sinn Féin are proposing a cap on rent, say.
The cap on rents will help if they're registered landlords. Rent in a whole is just crazy here in this ferry. The prices.
The house that I'm renting at the minute isn't, there's so much work. It's not a good quality at all.
That word that seems to be coming up time and time again in this election is the word change. What would change actually mean?
I think it's hugely important if it could happen, but does any of us actually believe it?
Like, change, realistically, there's going to be a government in power that is realistically going to be the same. Fine Gael and Fine Gael are going to be pretty much the same. They obviously don't want Sinn Féin to be part of the political landscape.
And does that play in people's minds? Does it influence votes?
I don't know whether it influences votes or not. I think historically people are still going to vote for the party they've always voted for. I think Sinn Féin have probably picked up more votes probably in this election because people are maybe disillusioned. I don't see any change coming from Sinn Féin, nor Fine Gael, nor Fianna Fáil, because Sinn Féin are going to do is put a lot of tax in because they need to fund everything that they say they're going to do. It's not going to change much apart from people might just have less money. Healthcare might be slightly better.
I would like change, but you'd be promised these things and so far nothing's changed in the past year. So
there has been positives that's happened, I'm sure.
But Brexit, for instance.
Probably more so Simon Coveney. I think the government were quite strong, and I actually think that...
Will that matter when it comes to polling?
But it's not going to matter
quite
in terms...
Where, though? In Brexit dealings, they were, yes.
Yeah,
and
Brexit,
yes, dealings, 100%.
If you take Brexit, I think they're quite strong. I think that when it comes to polling, that's not going to matter. That's...
Even our National Children's Hospital.
And does the cost of that matter to people? Because that was a controversy which hit the last government.
The cost of that is huge, and it affects everybody.
Scandalous.
Even regardless of that, all the hospitals that are currently there are falling to bits and they're not being fixed because of the National Children's Hospital. And while now what is being left to rot because of this.
We've a cue card here, two former ministers for health names on it. So these are the three names of the three main party leaders: Leo Varadkar, Mary Lou MacDonald, Micheál Martin. What sort of words spring to mind when I mention those three names?
For me, Micheál Martin was a cabinet minister in the government that crippled our country. So he was at all those meetings, so he would have known intimately what was happening before it happened. We want him to be Taoiseach.
Leo seems a wee bit, what would the word be, Nicole? He's not understanding of, he seems a wee bit kind of unfamiliar of what it is to live in my level.
Three people you've got in the cue card here, I think they're all detached.
We have a list of coalition options here.
Bits of every party which are good, but I suppose that's always, nearly always the case. I think there's going to be a grand coalition. From my own personal point of view, I would feel very uneasy having Sinn Féin having somebody in the Justice Department.
Fair. I think that if they're good enough to be part of the government, I think that's enough. We have to move on. We do have to, and I know where Sinn Féin is aligned with. But at the same
time, Gerry Adams was involved in Sinn Féin in the South up until 2 years ago. She's only new, but like,
I mean, where did Fianna Fáil stem from?
But that's 100 years ago.
We keep on regurgitating the histories of. We only regurgitate the history that is negative to one party. I'm not saying I'm for Sinn Féin, but I'm saying
really
that
uneasy. I could be really uneasy about it.
I genuinely think
I think Piers Doherty would be a really good Minister for Finance. I think he would be really good.
Would you allow them to govern their country, but you wouldn't allow them to police it?
Yes. But I couldn't.
I'd say in Fine Gael, okay, they can be empowered, but they can't go into finance because, or Fianna Fáil can't go into finance because they effed up before. And then Fine Gael messed up the health centre, so they can't go into health. So we'll put Sinn Féin into health and finance. We'll put Fine Gael into what? Housing and Brexit.
I also would love a government made up of the Green Party. I would love the Greens to be involved.
I would like to see the Green Party involved too, definitely. I've tried a whole lot of different combinations of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I don't think it's worked. And to say Sinn Féin, we have to take Sinn Féin on the people we know that are working. Do I want Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin Taoiseach? Honestly, no.
I have to say Leo because Micheál Martin was involved with that government in the early noughties. So if Sinn Féin do get part of a coalition somehow, it's going to take them probably a long time to get their policies through, because they're going to be fighting a systemic institution that has been here for, like, we've never went left wing before. It's always been centrist or centrist right. If Sinn Féin get in, this country is in a revolution. That's really what's happening. We've never had a revolution since the 1920s, you know, since 1916, really. You know, we're maybe on the cusp of something absolutely enormous, but it's going to take time.
Three people who still haven't quite made up their minds yet. Barry, there is a local paper here that's been talking to 1,400 people who have made up their minds, and the news here is going to cause a sharp intake of breath.
Yeah, hot off the presses, John McAteer and the Tyrconnell Tribune will release an opinion poll at 7:30 tonight. I'm told it runs in similar lines to a TG Cahir poll published on the 20th of January. But we do have one exclusive bit of information before the 7:30 release, is that the Sinn Féin share of the vote here in Donegal is greater than the combined total of all the other parties and candidates. What does that mean? It means Piers Doherty is on course to win more votes than any other candidate in the entire country. And joining him in Dáil Éireann will be Senator Padraic McLoughlin, who lost his seat last time when Sinn Féin ran three candidates. Murphy's Law, if they'd run three candidates this time, they would have taken three seats.
Good news for Sinn Féin means bad news for somebody else, and one of the Fianna Fáil candidates here is likely to be in a bit of trouble.
Charlie McConalogue topped the poll last time and will likely sweep up votes in the Inishowen Peninsula, mentioned as a potential minister. Pat the Cope Gallagher, his over 40-year political career hangs in the balance. His role as Laskeown Corla is said to have hampered his local work, and the poll, the TG Cahir poll, shows him in fifth position on 10%. However, the former MEP and Minister of State is as wily as they come. Note how he was one of the first to contradict Fianna Fáil policy, suggesting a coalition with Sinn Féin, a move seen by many around here in Donegal as an attempt to attract transfers from Piers Doherty around Gweadóir and the Rosses.
Is the Education Minister, the outgoing Education Minister, Joe McHugh, safe?
The TG Cahir poll says he is, but he won't be sleeping easy, I'm told, tonight. Fine Gael has had its difficulties here. McHugh had what was regarded a car crash interview on Highland Radio as he tried to defend the RIC commemoration in this Republican county. His efforts are hampered also by the presence of a strong independent, John O'Donnell, near his home base.
Yeah, now John O'Donnell is not an independent name that people outside of the county will have heard of much before. Thomas Pringle is the independent name that people will be more familiar with. He's the outgoing TD. Who is the other names in those in contention for the fifth seat here.
Yeah, O'Donnell, Jean Pulfina Fall. Remember the Icelandic Nina Carlson, O'Donnell found in breach of ethics law after agreeing to assist a fictitious investor with planning permission in exchange for personal gain after undercover filming for RTE Investigates. He had a strong local election performance. Thomas Pringle, an electoral cat of nine lives, he benefited from Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin's strategic mistakes in 2011 and 16. He's on just 6% in the TG Cahir poll. And you also have Peter Casey, of course, the presidential election runner-up, who pulled 13,000 votes in that contest in Donegal. But this is rather different.
All right, with Piers Doherty then taking close to or over two quotas, it seems that there's definitely two Sinn Féin seats here. Call the other three seats.
They'll be joined by Joe McHugh and Charlie McConnellogue. In terms of that final seat, it looks like Thomas Pringle is in grave jeopardy, and Piers Doherty, who rose to national prominence 10 years ago to force a by-election following the departure of Pat the Cope Gallagher to Europe, once again, their political fortunes are intertwined 10 years later, where the transfers of Piers Doherty could save the long political career of Pat the Cope Gallagher.
So Fianna Fáil reliant on scraps from the Sinn Féin table. Let's see at 5:30 when we have them all here to debate just how nice Fianna Fáil is to Sinn Féin.